Within 24 hours of the attacks, Londoners did what they do best. They got on with it. People returned to their regular lives. Many even took the subway. Londoners seemed determined not to be cowed by Thursday's events, and their pluck and stoicism in the face of terrorism is beginning to take a place in the city's history. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The London bombing came just as the city is commemorating the 60th anniversary of the ending of World War II. In St. James Park, where dozens of exhibits have been set up to show how the country fought the Second World War on the home front, air raid sirens went off to simulate conditions during the London Blitz. Keith Brigstocke, dressed as a 1940s air raid warden, is taking part in the reenactment. He says Londoners have never been one to let a few bombs or terrorist attacks dictate the way they live.
I mean, we've had it not with the IRA, we had it with the Second World War, we've had it in this country for a while. We're sort of not immune to it, but people sort of get up, brush themselves off and say, right, no, I'm not going to let this affect me, we're going to do it, and we get on with it.
The morning talk shows were filled with accounts of Londoners helping each other during Thursday's terrorist attacks.
This country is at war.
TV specials in the evening focused on Britain during World War II. Both spoke of the city of London's resilient character.
Safely into the unknown.
Even young people who had never known the Nazis or the IRA carried on with their activities as if it was their duty to uphold the city's image of itself. Despite the constant wail of police sirens, 30-year-old Tina Robbins enjoyed a game of soccer with her husband, mother, and 9-year-old son in St. James Park. Robbins talked about why it was important for Londoners to go about their daily lives so soon after the disaster.
Well, the only way we can explain it really is we've had grandparents that have fought for the freedom of the country, and we're always talking to them about Second World War, and we know a lot about it. And we just want to carry on that sort of resilience and that, you know, that right to be free. And I think the best way to do it is just to get on with it and, you know, get your kids out in the park and start playing and get on with your normal life and get on the public transport. So,
although people are angry about the terrorist attacks, the only place you hear real blame for the government so far is on the editorial pages of some newspapers, where a number of commentators draw a link between the attacks and the British government's support for U.S. policy in Iraq and Afghanistan. Ronald Wall and Erica Moore, who are sitting out at a sidewalk bar, say they protested the government's involvement in Iraq 3 years ago, but that it's too late to be angry now.
Well, they'd already done Madrid, who was also in Iraq, and then it was our turn.
I think that we're probably going to see more of these kind of things. Nobody can protect themselves against it.
Back in St. James Park, 80-year-old Richard Acton is reliving his memories of the Second World War. Acton, who lived in London during the Blitz, says Londoners then and now reacted in the same way.
They take it on the chin and get on with what they've got to do. They don't sit down and moan about it, and they did much the same in the Blitz.
London might be a much more cosmopolitan city than it was 65 years ago, said one commentator, but the spirit of the city hasn't changed. London imposes its character on those who live here, he said. It's a matter of London pride. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in London.